It has been 1 year since Howe Sound was awarded prestige biosphere region status by the UN's Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO. But what does that designation mean for the protection and sustainability of the BC area? It is a question that will be posed, among others, at Enhance West Van's Forum for Dialogue and Learning, a discussion panel set to take place at the West Vancouver Community Centre on November 22. Howe Sound Biosphere Region Initiative Society's Executive Director Ruth Simons will be taking to the panel alongside Kirby Brown, General Manager of Sea to Sky Gondola, Chris Lewis, the Director of Indigenous Initiatives and Reconciliation at Simon Fraser University, and Killian Steffest, a marine conservation specialist with the David Suzuki Foundation. Their conversation will touch on how the new status has affected collaboration between stakeholders, and will discuss the involvement of the Eskayowu 7 Meshik Swumik, Squamish Nation, and how that will affect the conservation of the area. The region, known as Atielka 7 Sem, pronounced at Kat Sum, in Squamish, falls within the nation's traditional territory, joining a network of fjords that lie just northwest of Vancouver. It had been recognized as Canada's 19th biosphere region on September 15 last year, after 5 long years of campaigning by lobbyists and nation members. While there are over 700 UNESCO biosphere regions around the world, Howe Sound became the third to reside in British Columbia alone. The fresh title means the area is considered by UNESCO as a learning place for sustainable environment, where economic activity must be balanced with environmental protection. It is one that will have to be maintained, with locals required to demonstrate to the organization every 10 years that the location is living up to the standards of a UNESCO biosphere. Enhance West Van's Forum on Dialogue and Learning panel discussion. When? Tuesday, November 22, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Where? Music Hall of the West Vancouver Community Center, 2121 Marine Drive, West Vancouver. Cost. Admission is free. Register via Eventbrite. Mina Kerr Lazenby is the North Shore News Indigenous and Civic Affairs Reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. M. Kerr Lazenby at nsnews.com, twitter.com/monakerlazenby.